Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again to this wonderful show that's for you. It's about you, about someone who's working hard. You may maybe make great money, but you haven't figured out how to get that money working harder for you instead of you working so hard for that money. It's about getting that money working to create cash flow and freedom today, not 40 years from now, not someday if you're lucky, not gambling in the markets. It's all about creating cash flow and freedom right now. And I'm excited to have you guys on. I'm excited for those of you that have been sharing this show, that have been listening and tuning in and learning and applying, which is awesome to watch and be a part of. So thank you so much for being a part of this journey and allowing me to express something that truly is dear to my heart and really gives me a mission and a reason to wake up each day. So today I want to talk about what I see as kind of a subtle secret to success. You know, and I love strategies, but I like to give you a 1-2 punch. I like the 1-2 punch. The first jab is the mindset and the perspective you have to see the solution. And then two is have a strategy to back it up, right? And I love doing that with you guys. That's why I usually will try to mix it up to where, you know, one show each week is more the philosophy, the mentality you have to have, and then the other one's more a little bit more strategy based. And so I was thinking about this one because I've got a humongous list. After going to several conferences lately and masterminds, I keep getting more ideas to share with you guys. And so this one is something that I heard during a guy's keynote speech that really got me going. And it especially got me to remember too, because he was talking about success, right? He was talking about like what are those keys to success? What makes someone successful? You know, all that good stuff, right? And, you know, and a lot of times, like, you hear about success and you kind of get a lot of this fluff and the same typical stuff of, you know, like, you got to change your mindset. But, you know, it was good because he broke it down saying, hey, you know, when you first have a thought, that thought can evoke an emotion in you. That emotion will oftentimes lead to you creating a certain perspective that then leads to a certain action. And then as a result, gets a particular result, right? You know, for example, I mean, I can't tell you how many times my perspective, you know, where I might think that my wife is thinking something about me, caused me to treat her differently. And ironically, I create a self-fulfilling prophecy where, you know, maybe I think like, oh, she doesn't think I'm being a good husband. And then I do something to tick her off and then I'm not being a good husband, right? All because of my perspective versus saying, I rock. I'm an amazing husband. Man, who else is going to be like the kind of guy that not only works and provides a great, great life, but even goes and cooks all the meals and, or a lot of the meals at least, and cleans and takes care of the kids and things like that. Like, you know, I'm awesome, but there's times I'll have my own doubts and I'll do something to sabotage that, you know, that traction I'm getting as a husband. And I see many people do this with finances too. There's so many ways that people can sabotage their own results. Even if they start getting good results, they'll find a way to slow it down or sabotage it, whether consciously or subconsciously. And sometimes I see people get a little bit too in their own heads, too much in their thinking. You know, we talked about being a master or a philosopher before on this show. You know, are you somebody who's actually mastering the principles to put it to action, to put it to use to where it shows up in your life? Or are you somebody who just philosophizes about it a little bit? And when this guy was talking about like the whole, you know, cause and effect of a belief, a thought that leads to an emotion that then leads to a perception that eventually leads to an action and then therefore leads to a result. I started to think about that a little bit more deeply. And I thought about times in my life when I've had people that have taught me lessons along the way, good or bad. But I thought about like when I was in high school and I remember I went to my coach and this just tells you what kind of kid I am because, I love higher performance, right? I love being more efficient. That's the thing I like to do with financial plans is how can we be more efficient? How can we make this better? Always trying to tweak it and find better ways to teach things or to do things, right? And I remember going to this coach and I said, hey, coach, what is it I should be thinking when I'm running? You know, when I'm doing, you know, whether it's track or cross country, I can't remember which sport I was doing at that time. Same coach, same running coach. And this guy was like the old, you know, kind of like Mickey from Rocky. He's kind of like, you're a bum rock. You know, it's kind of like, he's very much like that, had the same voice and everything. Not quite as old. I think he dyed his hair, so maybe he was the same age. But he was probably about 70 years old. He was the kind of guy that when you're out running, he's out there pedaling on his bike. He's like, come on, guys, let's get going. You know, I was like, you could jump off your bike and run with us, you little jerk. You know? That's kind of what I felt. So anyways, you know, so I would ask him like, well, what should I be thinking when I'm running? And he had this puzzled look on his face when he was looking to reply back. He's like, what should you be thinking? It was a very incredulous type of look. He's like, one foot in front of the other. That's what you should be thinking. One foot in front of the other. And I was really disappointed in that answer, right? Because I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be some secret to success. You know, I had, you know, a baseball card with, you know, Greg Olson. He was a pitcher. You know, I still have that baseball card today that had one of his quotes on it saying that, you know, success is 110% mindset, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm like, what? One foot in front of the other. That's ridiculous. You know, so I tested him on it. I remember I went out and I started running and I would be in the middle of a race, like a cross country race. I was like, all right, this time, the strategy I'm going to use, I'm going to pace myself. I'm going to make sure we hit a pace so that by the time I hit into 3.1 miles, I'll have a perfect time. And so I did. I'm checking my watch all the time. And guess what? I get so exhausted thinking about that, that I end up actually finishing more slowly than a plan. And this was on our home turf. So I knew the course in and out. But because we're trying so hard to pace ourselves, we're like, wait, we're getting exhausted. Forget it. And it didn't work. So what worked best? Not thinking about it. One foot in front of the other, right? I think about my brother-in-law. You know, he had attained a certain amount of success in his business. His father had attained an even higher level of success, in my opinion. Had become a millionaire. He was homeless as a teenager, became a millionaire by the time he was 21. You know, I mean, just amazing kind of cool things he did. And he was into personal development. And I remember asking my brother-in-law, I'm like, hey, you know, so I'm learning these principles and stuff that are really helping me to figure out like these real principles of prosperity. I'm like, what are the principles you follow? And he looked at me kind of confused and said, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I think you're overthinking this, buddy. What principles? There are no principles. And I'm like, well, that's a dumb answer. And I was like, well, maybe you got lucky. But as time have gone on and I've started to experience, you know, different levels of prosperity and success myself, I realized that actually he had something that was gold. And it's the same thing my running coach tried to tell me. Same thing applies to you and applies to money. Is that many times we'll actually overthink what's going on. Sometimes I'll get clients to overthink so much that they won't even make that first investment choice. Or they'll be very, very cautious about making that first alternative investment. And it's not that they don't know what's possible. It's not that they haven't had options for a few years prior, but they were having a hard time pulling the trigger. And a lot of times it's because they try to overthink it. It's like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Versus just saying, you know what? This makes sense. Why not give it a shot? You know, what's the real risk? And especially the kind of things that I have clients do. It's like, we're trying to do things that are relatively lower risk. In fact, probably lower risk than doing a 401k or IRA. But it's funny because a lot of those people, even though they'll do that as higher risk, they'll say, oh, that's lower risk. Not because it's actually lower risk, but because it's more familiar, right? And so because they're going into this unfamiliar territory, they have a hard time with it. And that's the thing that I think it really needs to be taken from this is that you got to understand that sometimes you can overthink things. Sometimes thinking too much can actually hinder your progress. It can actually slow you down. And we don't want that to happen. We want you to actually succeed. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of times that I've had the greatest success is when I just don't think about what's going on. I mean, I'm grateful for what's going on. Like when I see higher levels of success happening and more cash flow coming in, I'm grateful. But if I overthink it, I will totally trip up my own progress because I'll say like, oh, well, what's making this work? What if it doesn't keep working? You know, like all these what ifs and fears will jump in, right? Instead of just saying, you know what, this is awesome. I expect this to be the case. And that's what was interesting with my brother-in-law, is that for him, the reason that he saw financial success, in fact, it was his barometer was set, his temperature gauge was set at success. He didn't know any different because he was so entrenched in it for so long. It was just a habit. See, guys, you got to understand that success is a habit. It's not something that you just, you know, have to think your way into. Now, there is a certain amount of practice to make it work, but it's not something that you just happen to think your way through and logically figure it out. It's something that you got to practice and expect. So for him, you know, failure or living at a lower middle class lifestyle wasn't an option. It just wasn't in his, it just wasn't a habit. Like his thermostat was set, you know, at a temperature that said, no, I got to make at least a few hundred thousand a year, if not more. You know, in my business, I got to be making millions. And it wasn't like he had to do it, but at the same time, it was a situation like, hey, this is just what happens. This is just what I do. And that was so powerful for me because when you're at a level that you've never been at before, it's really easy to get caught and get stuck in a loop, isn't it? I mean, have you ever noticed that sometimes you feel like you're just stuck at the same income level for a while? Maybe your investments have stopped paying as much and you're just kind of stuck at the same cash flow level for a while. The reason this is happening is because you have your thermostat set at a certain temperature and you haven't figured out that you need to turn up the heat a little bit. You need to get to a place to where you can stretch your vision, stretch your perspective of what you see as not only being possible, but what's actually inevitable. It's got to go from a place of a possibility to a place of inevitability. And that is the key. You know, what happened with my brother-in-law, I think is key is, speaking of keys, you know, think about this, like imagine this in your mind right now. And if you're in front of a computer, you could probably do this. If you can, put your hands on the keyboard, whether imaginary or real, and type your name right now. Just go and type your name. Maybe even type the word prosperity. You might even have to think about that one because that one takes a little while. Or type the word that, T-H-A-T. Now, the same thing. Now I want you to do the same thing. Now, you probably typed it pretty easily, right? You could probably type in your mind just fine. Now, same thing. Now, I want you to go ahead and draw out on a piece of paper, draw out a picture of a keyboard with all the keys, all the different letters. Go ahead and draw it out. Are you guys struggling a little bit? Are you like, okay, I know. Yeah, it's A-S-D-F, I think. What's the one? J-K-L. Is it semicolon? Ah, but what's above it? There's, I think, a T and an R and maybe something up there. E. There's a V and a C down there, right? You know what I'm talking about? It's a lot harder to imagine. But let me ask you this. Are you guys thinking that way when you go and type? Or have you got to the point where psychokinetically, right? Like you already know that your body and your mind are synced that you don't even have to consciously think that hard. I mean, even if you spell out the word prosperity, maybe you have to think a little bit because you're like, okay, I have to do P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, right? And you have to kind of think about that to spell it correctly. But I bet, especially with words you've typed over and over, you don't think twice. You just go, you just type it, don't you? But you can't draw out a keyboard very well, can you? And this is my point, guys, is that, you know, to get to a place of success, this subtle secret of success has nothing to do with having to think a certain way. Although it does help, right? I mean, you do have to practice. You know, when I get clients a lot of times and I'll say, hey, we'll free up at least $1,000 a month, plus we'll start creating some passive income too. A lot of people are like, well, that's awesome. Why haven't I figured this out yet? Well, the truth is because you haven't been in the habit to look the way that I've looked and see money the way I've seen it. So what do? It's kind of like with when you rely on me a little bit, you're trying to use me as like training wheels. So like, all right, how do you see it, Chris? Even if you see some things and you're starting to get the perspective, it's always nice to know, hey, I've got somebody that I can bounce on ideas off of and has that perspective that's different than everybody else. Because everybody's going to say, oh, you're crazy for not funding that 401k. Oh, you're crazy for trying to do real estate. I mean, come on. Remember that bubble? Oh, it's probably a horrible time to buy real estate right now. Or it's probably a horrible time to do anything else. And, oh, you can't make more than like 6 or 8% a year. That's crazy. Oh, that's gotta be too good to be true. Right. And all that kind of stuff that you hear. But in reality, you know, the truth is that world's there. That perspective is there. When I look at things, I'm like, what's possible? You know, when I'm running game plans for people, it's like, yeah, could you get you to retire in 5 years? Very possible. Some people, it's super simple. It's like, you don't have to do much to do that. For others, like, okay, it might require some discipline and sacrifice because this is an aggressive goal for your situation. But yeah, you could do it. The funny thing is that they were trying to do the traditional type of financial plan, like we talked about last time, the anti-financial plan, right? When you're trying to do the traditional, the typical financial plan, it takes a lot more work, a lot more gambling and sacrifice, and actually a lot more risk, and the likelihood is you're not going to hit it. That's just the truth. And so it does require a very different way of thinking and seeing. But once you get into that habit, I've seen this happen with clients before, is that once they start getting into that habit, they see it over and over. At first, it stretches them, and there's even some disbelief, or even like, oh, I don't know, Chris, that seems a little bit crazy for me. I let people sit with it. It's like, cool, we'll sit with it. Like, hey, I don't expect you to adopt overnight. Some people do, but other people are like, all right. You know, some people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't see this before. Well, you haven't been in that training. You haven't been in that world. While others might say, okay, I don't know how you're seeing this. That seems ridiculous. It's kind of like when I had a client yesterday saying, you know, Chris, like, I don't think I want to buy real estate because my wife and I don't want to get into more debt. And I said, you know, think about the investments you've been investing in. You realize you're investing in people that are actually in debt to you. So actually every investment you've done is actually debt. It's just like when you give money to a bank, you know, into a savings account, it's actually their debt. Not, it's your asset, but it's their liability, their debt they got to pay on. So you're investing in debt all the time. And he's like, all right, Chris, I got it. You verbally just smacked me across the face. All right, I can see that now. I'm like, yes, you're buying assets. Yes, there's always a liability associated with an asset. Even if you do it debt-free, there's still liability there. But you know, again, that shift, that perspective shift had to happen for greater possibilities to occur in their life. Otherwise, they'd just be keeping down the same path and pattern they've been doing. And, you know, and that wasn't a horrible path, but it could be way better. So guys, my challenge to you is start to look at, you know, what is that you do struggle with? Where do you keep finding yourself go back to again and again? Is there a pattern that you keep repeating? Is there a certain result that keeps reoccurring? Those are the things I would have you question and challenge and say, ooh, maybe there's something that's going on here that needs to be addressed. Maybe I need to get a whole new perspective. So guys, that's my little subtle secret for you guys. Stop overthinking. You don't have to think that much, but there is a pattern, a habit of success that works. And as you apply it again and again and again, pretty soon, just like typing on a keyboard, it becomes second nature and you just do it. And then that's when creation of money becomes easier because now it's no longer a struggle because now it's become a habit. It's become a pattern and an expectation that you just do in life. So everybody, I hope you take this to heart. You may have to listen to this a few times. But guys, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.